All right, straight to the people. Little MLB All-Star break discussion, Home Run Derby, All-Star game tomorrow. Some, all, or none of your attention. Apparently, if you say none, you're a boomer, according to Unhinged Ticket Texter. It's not for me. And the Home Run Derby, look, if you give me Judge versus Ohtani, 10 mil to charity, it's a showdown. Let's rock and roll. Guys, I'm sorry, but 99% of America's got no idea who James Wood is. Yes, he's an elite prospect with titanic power, and he's a really good baseball player. Nobody's watching.
I'd even take Freddie Freeman. Give me something.
Oh, but you would, you homer.
Yeah, you know. He's a Dodger.
I love my Braves.
He's a Dodger. He's a Brave for life, and you know it. A
Dodger.
It doesn't matter. And I don't acknowledge his grand slam against the Yankees as a Dodger. Let's go to Dylan, 97.1. Dylan, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
Good, yeah. Dylan. What's up?
First off, Home Run Derby hasn't been worth a damn since Abreu and Josh Hamilton went crazy.
Yeah.
The All-Star game hasn't been good since it actually gave you home field advantage. So, boomer guy over there can take rocks. It doesn't do anything for anybody. And honestly, I would have watched it for School Bowl, but then he decided to whine and cry about all of his guys not getting in.
I didn't understand it. Well, how about this? I understood what he was doing. He's being a good teammate. It doesn't mean I have to, you know, stand and applaud. I'm like, really? Come on now.
What's he care? He's not going to be here in 2 years. He's not going to extend.
I'll leave that alone.
but I did want to talk trade deadline, if I can.
Sure.
So basically, biggest needs, 100%, are pen guys. Definitely the back end guy. And then just somebody to kind of throw in there, because I mean, you've seen Canley for a while, yeah. But he's not an elite back end arm. Best can get it done, but he's not an elite back end arm. Obviously, you would love to get Aroldis, but the Red Sox decided to play. I think Bednar and Jake Bird would be two great pickups, but again, are they the back end guy that you really need? A name to kind of throw in there from the Twins is Danny Colombe. He's pitching to like a sub one ERA right now, and he's been sub three, I think, the last 5 years.
I'm going to be interested to see what the Twins do. Look, I think the Twins have three guys. And you know Duren and Jax are going to be on that list too. I'm with you, Dylan. I just don't – look, the Twins 2 straight years have reduced payroll. They are not acting like a serious organization. And if the Byron Buxton rumors are true, then Dylan, I got news for you. The first call you make is for Griffin Jacks.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm willing to take less, but man, if the Twins are selling, no one's got better stuff than you. So forget the divisional thing.
Go for it.
You paid a freight, maybe we can get better. But no, Dylan, I'm with you. I think they need 2 high-leverage guys. I do. Because, again, you might want to use Will Vest before the 9th inning. AJ doesn't believe in defined roles. So it's the idea of giving him more levers to pull. I think they need 2 of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I mean, once you get to the postseason, you got starters coming out of the game in the 4th, 5th inning. You gotta have the arms to make it through.
Yeah, and I guess actually when you get to the postseason as well, Dylan, like if you're not in the rotation, you're moving to the bullpen. So that's technically an extra arm in the bullpen. But yes, you have to supplement this bullpen right now, because I don't think that this is something that's going to get you past some of the better teams in the playoffs. So the best time for this 4-game losing streak was right now.
Yeah, and honestly, if losing a few more games gets them to make more trades, I'm in. Go ahead and drop a few more.
Because you can afford it.
Look, the rest of this division is selling.
Oh, they're only 8 games up now. I'm just saying, if they lose more games,
right,
I don't think it's going to be a panic in Detroit.
Well, and again, half the town doesn't think they need anything.
Fair. But you're a boomer. So.
Thank you. Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Mike, All-Star game is the All-Star game. It's the elite of the elite. Those that are available. It's great baseball. Great pitching, hitting, running, catching, throwing. You can't poo-poo that, bro. I know that's your shtick. Come on. Oh,
Jeff, it's okay if you love it. I'm not mad. I
love it. I love it. Okay. The Home Run Derby is liquid poo-poo.
Hey, Jeff, I'm reaching across the aisle to shake hands with you now.
That's I love you too, Rico. Even though I'm a Michigan fan, I love you too, bro. Okay?
I can't watch the Home Run Derby anymore.
How about this? I'll meet Jeff in the middle.
Why?
If you asked,
wet myself.
If you asked me to watch one of them, it would be the All-Star Game, not the Home Run Derby. I can meet you in the middle
the
there.
Talent. Look at the talent. Look how they spin the ball in the best of the best arms coming at those batters. And they don't get a chance to develop a sense of what the pitcher's trying to do to them. It's all new. It's all it's just wow.
Jeff, wow. I'll say one thing. And again, this isn't I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I have no problem if you love it. Part of the reason I don't like it anymore. This is where I'm going to sound like a boomer. I will own this boomage.
Okay.
These players are not players anymore. They're commodities. They make too much money. They mean too much. I don't have any patience for exhibitions when my players are making this type of money. Because if you go out there and you get hurt, I don't care if it's an oblique strain. Mm-hmm. You now are impacting real life.
Right.
This is ha-ha time. And the history books are going to say you made the All-Star team, whether you went or you didn't. So I say the same thing in any sport. I don't understand. Now, the Pro Bowl's different. They do it after the season. Even less people care.
Right, unless you're in the playoffs or you're in the Super Bowl, and then they're exempt, but everybody else is out there watching you play dodgeball and battle of the networks.
Correct. Fires. But it's just for me, I'd prefer if Scoobal didn't pitch. I'd prefer if the Tigers didn't play. The last thing you need is anything impacting a historical season.
I'm not even going to say it because I don't want it to happen. But you're right. Boomer. You don't want anything to happen in
Boomer.
That game.
I don't like the Olympics for NBA players. Why? Same reason.
Yeah, roll an ankle and now you're done. You blow out something. No, I liked, back when, Randy Johnson's out there mowing people down. That was fun to watch. They were deathly afraid of him.
Boomer.
The National League, John Kruk was like, nope, I'm not batting.
He put the batting helmet on backwards.
Yeah, he did.
Go to Todd, 97.1. Todd, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, I'm going to get nostalgic on you. I remember the days as a kid when the All-Star Game meant everything. Me and my buddies would get our baseball cards out with the little banner on the bottom that said All-Star, have them out for our favorite players, watch the game, be excited about it. There was none of the other peripheral stuff going on. It was just pure baseball with the best baseball players out there. We were excited for the opportunity to see our favorites, and we loved it. Now I'm approaching 60, and I could care less.
Boomer. We're all boomers, Todd.
Yeah, we are. I'm with you.
Todd, you know what it is? I just think society's moved on. The things like the innocence of the All-Star games of days gone by, the nostalgia, I don't know. I just feel like they serve their purpose. We're bored by it.
I remember just them all lined up on the first base side and the third base side, and they'd come running out of the dugout. It was exciting. But, to the previous caller, I don't think these are the best of the best anymore.
No.
And to
the best
your
don't
point,
play.
Mike, and to your point, Mike, I don't want our best to play because it might not happen. It's just one inning. But you know what? It might happen. And then what?
Todd, if it was up to me, Scoobal would go out there, face one batter, and he's done. That's it.
No, I'd have him go out there and deliver a speech, tip his cap to the crowd, and then get on an airplane and go home.
Mm-hmm.
I need you.
He can throw out the first pitch. That's it.
I wouldn't even want him doing that.
Dave, here's the compromise. One batter. That's it. And now you're done.
Listen, it's just.
Go ahead, put his arm in the ice and get it.
248-539-9797. All right. I almost ran you over right there. How about that?